Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. You know, as I listen to the introduction, I'm thinking, the connections between our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And more, I become, more convinced that our thoughts do control everything. And, you know, how we view things, how we think about things is really so critical to what the experience that we have in this thing called life. So thank you for joining us. Remember, you can call in live on 619-639-4621. I'm your host, Delia Farquharson, and I am pleased, before we get into our subject for this evening, to introduce my guest, my permanent guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
I don't know about that permanent guest co-host. Hi, Delia.
So the topic this evening is of your genesis. You know, you, when I asked, what are we going to be talking about, you came back with, you know, let's talk about what are the priorities in your life, consciously and subconsciously. You know, how do you organize your life and how do you establish or set up, consciously or subconsciously, the priorities that make up your life? And so what led you to this, Raymond?
I guess, you know, you think about, you know, I was being at work and you're thinking, you know, what role, say, does work play in your life? How important is it? You know, and does it always, you know, what else does it supersede in terms of occupying your time, your thoughts, you know, your physical being? I mean, a lot of times, a lot of folks are still at work or working, even though they're not physically at work. They're on the phone, they're on the computer, they're, you know, connected. So consciously, yes, you're consciously at work or wherever else you might be. Subconsciously, you're still connected to something else. So that was my thought process in terms of how much do we give clear thought to what our priorities are. And if we really did
give thought to it.
Right. Draw a line in the sand and say, let's give thought to this. On the other side of that line, would anything change?
All right. So how are we defining priority? Right? So we're defining priority as something that you put your energy and your thought and your time into, right?
Right.
These are the things that take up the majority of your time,
right,
your attention, and your focus. Would you agree?
Right. And again, you know, you might say, well, then listen, work has to be a priority because it's how I make a living, it's how I support my family, it's how I pay my mortgage, it's how I support my life, which is true. You know, for those who are unemployed and seeking a job and so on, that's, you know, again, seeking employment, you know, constantly sending out resumes, all those things connected to earning a living and making a dollar, you know, is important.
So, you know, I have to tell you that once I started looking at the subject, one of the things that kind of jumped out at me, because when most people that you ask, and this is a show that focuses, you know, on emotional health.
Right.
And one of the things that just came, like, flooding into me from a thought perspective as soon as I started to think about this topic was God. Most people you ask, what is the priority in your life? And more often than not, the answer that you get is, it's God.
Okay.
That's my number one priority, right? That's the number one priority. So you know, and I guess people can decide whether or not it is based on how they treat or participate or behave in that aspect of their life. But I think, you know, most people who are religious will say that. You know, if you're not religious, then something else might take priority.
Right.
So, you know, I just kind of want to put that out there because I think that, you know, that it's one of the more consistent answers that would be received when that question is posed about,
right.
you know,
right.
what's your priority. Now, how do you know whether or not something is a priority? How do you know? Because one of the things that I noticed when you texted me was that you said consciously, or you purposely put in consciously or subconsciously, what are the priorities in your life?
Right. And I think the subconscious part is the piece that we might have a harder time. Yeah, not so much maybe a harder time, but that is more telling. How's that? That is probably more telling, that you subconsciously are preoccupied with, that you subconsciously, and don't get me wrong, the fact that you do these things are occupying your thoughts, your time, your activities, and so on, does not make them wrong or bad. You know, I'm not advocating either way. I'm just saying, recognizing what they are and assigning them the appropriate place, you know, is entirely an individualistic thing. It's you determine what, you know, but if you think about it and put it in perspective rather than just the subconscious passive thought of things that you do without thinking, you know, but you spend time on it, you know, you spend focus on it. I mean, listen, you know, yes, folks might say religion, I'll be honest, it wasn't my first thought. My first thought was work, family, you know, that kind of thing. It wasn't about the amount of time I spend.
Happiness, success.
Well, I guess work, you can, one could define work as success and family as happiness.
Mm.
You know, I would agree with that thought. My train of thought got switched.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, in terms of people who, right, for example, one could say, I spend a lot of time on Facebook. I spend a lot of time on social media. I spend a lot of time watching TV, playing games. You know, these are, you know, things that people do. But I guess you might say, listen, it's important to me.
But if they ask, is that your priority? Most people would likely say, no. Right?
It's just what I do in my
life. And I don't spend a lot of time doing it, even though, truth be told, if you added up the amount of time that was spent on it, it would be a lot of time. And if we're defining that as how we decide what a priority is, it's the thing that takes your most focus, most time, most attention. Mm. And I think a lot of people, that's a point well made, that a lot of people perhaps spend more time, for example, on social media than they realize. And so the priority is not so much about living their lives as it is about talking about it or sharing it or seeing what others are doing with their lives,
right.
you know, rather than being participatory in their lives.
Right. And, you know, and I'm sure there's a place for everything. People could spend an enormous amount of time doing things. I could say, you know, come football season, it is part of my priority. I make time to make sure I am able to watch the games. So I am aware of it, that it, you know, it's a priority thing.
But,
so,
you know, the question then becomes, and I don't know if it's a fair question, but I'm going to pose it. And then why? Why is that a priority?
Because, you know, again, like you might ask folks who...
on social media.
On social media or watch television or watch certain programs or, you know, it's something that gives me pleasure. It's something I've enjoyed for close to 30 years, you know, so it's something that I love, you know, and I think it's something that I will continue to do for as long as I'm capable or able to do it. But again, you know what, one then might look at it in their relative sense and say, well, all right, if I'm not, everything then becomes relative. If I'm doing that, what is it that I could be doing instead?
And that's a really good question, because that's what we talked about before.
Right.
So if you're focusing, if you're saying my priority, for example, is my main priority is family and work and, you know, gardening, say, whatever.
Okay.
But you're spending a lot more time on social media and watching television than you realize, then those things may not be taking that priority status, that priority stance in your life, because it's not getting the majority of your focus, your attention, or your time.
But in your conscious mind,
yeah, you're saying
you are
that's
convinced.
My priority.
You
yeah.
are convinced. I love my husband, I love my wife, I love my children.
I love my garden.
I love my garden. Look at my tomatoes. We spend great time together. We spend vacation time together. We make sure to do certain things. So that remains a priority.
Right. It's in
because
your mind.
In my
so
consciousness,
this is
right.
That's
what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But it may not be. But it may not be. It may not be experienced as such. But if there's somebody else involved in that relationship,
maybe. Or one could split it and say, well, sometimes it's not quantity of time; it's the quality of the time. You know, I spend time with my family. Do I have to spend more minutes, per hours, per week, per month, per year, for it to supersede other things? Or the times that we're together, they count, they're significant, they're special, they're not wasted, we're interactive, we're not just sitting there looking at each other with nothing to say, we're at dinner, we're having a conversation, we're bantering back and forth, we're exchanging ideas, therefore it's a healthy relationship that leads to making it a priority. It's quality time.
Mm, mm.
Sometimes quantity makes things make.
But
things
that's not how we define priority.
Well, again, listen, it's fluid. What can I say?
Mm.
It's, you know, because I spend more hours or because I spend more time doing any one thing, does that make it a priority?
So then we bring it back to
yeah.
the connections, right?
Yeah.
So in doing that, in watching the game, in being on social media, in
right.
whatever is taking your priority consciously or subconsciously, are you feeling that sense of fulfillment? Are you feeling like, right? So that becomes the question, because if I think most people say, I want to be happy.
Yes.
Happiness is this elusive thing that's over there.
Right.
You know, or it's somewhere else. It's not within me for most folks. And so in establishing your priorities and participating in your life the way that you choose to, are you getting that sense of fulfillment? Are you experiencing the level of happiness that you seek?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's why we're having this discussion about, you know, how do you organize your life? How do you, what are your priorities?
Yeah.
Because the point of it is to make sure you're living your best life every day.
Right.
And not just every day, but every moment of every day.
Right. But that's it. And again, there are other factors that, you know, no one lives in isolation.
Mm.
There are outside entities and certain factors that affect you. Even your own thoughts, that your thought, your mood changes. You know, you could be in a room by yourself, no one else walked in, no other sound in the room, but your own thoughts cause your mood to change. So, you know, a whole host of factors, I think, affect how we see or how we feel, as you said, in the moment, that day, that week, that month, that year. But the priority, I get the point in terms of things that you spend, you know, time on, effort on, thought on, by definition, by extension, is really a priority.
Then let's use this program,
you know,
as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is one of the things where it's not always like, you know, sometimes you're exhausted or I'm exhausted or you don't feel. But it's a priority, at least for me. And so you make the effort to do it because it's something that you're committed to doing that brings that sense of fulfillment and accomplishment and joy. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
And so it takes effort. It takes conscious
sure.
focus to say,
sure.
all right, you know, I have to be
sure.
home early on a Wednesday because we have
sure.
to You know, we have to think about what we're going to talk about.
And I think for me, I mean, honestly, that's the hardest part. You know, the topic of being, you know, coming up with the topic in terms of, well, you know, the program itself, I think, evolves, and I like talking to you. You know, so that's the easy part. But coming up with a topic. But the idea of priority, though, I mean, I want to kind of just make the point of saying I would hate for anyone to think that whatever they spend their time on or whatever they see as their priority, regardless if it's different or similar to anyone else, is yours. I think it's yours. If you're comfortable with it, I think, you know, and you know what your priorities are, you know what you spend time on, you know what you focus on, you know, and again, these are the top things, you know, then, therefore, it's yours.
Mm.
It's an individualistic thing. It's, you know, so, but, I think you should take the time to identify, in order to get to that point, which is where my thought was when I was thinking about it. In order to get to that point, we need to look at ourselves openly, honestly, and say, what is it that I'm doing? You know, if you know, you made the point of talking about religion, where more often than not, a sample of people will say, you know, my religion, my God, is my priority. Well, subset of that, one might challenge you and say, is it really, or is it only on Sunday? You know, so, and again, that's again, it's a truly individualistic thing. You know, only you know the truth. Only you know the things that are occupying your thoughts, things that you are prioritizing, things that you are focusing on.
So then the question becomes, do we need to have priorities in our life? Is that necessary? Is it necessary to have priorities? Is it necessary for you to even think about this question of priority in your life? Does it organize itself almost automatically and, without effort?
I don't think it autocorrects. I don't think so. I don't think it, let me say this, I don't think it always does. And sometimes we need to shift focus. There needs to, because, all right.
So then let's go through this, right? Because we always try to do takeaways, and so I like where you're going with that. So let me just pause. In terms of, okay, how do you start to organize your life around priorities? What's, you know, the first step? And I think you were getting ready to say it's kind of like, you know, you were saying, you know, you need to get focused. I'm gonna reframe that, and you can go ahead and make your point. But establishing your goal. What's the goal? What's the priority? What's the end that you want to achieve? Go ahead.
What's the end game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of progress. Again, well, where I was going with the shift focus, though. Your life is fluid. Your life is made up of moments, you know, and in any moment, things change. The overarching priority is your religion, your family, your own self-happiness, the happiness of your extended family and work and so on, social media and your games and your physical activities and your gardening and so on. But, you know, it's a matter of being aware, I think. Being aware of, you know what, maybe I'm spending too much time. You know, maybe watching 3 NFL games is a bit much.
You know what, and that's,
you know,
makes the second point, which is,
yeah,
to get clear about what
right.
you want. Yeah, be clear about what right. you want to accomplish,
yeah,
right?
That was fine when I was 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. I had no wife, had no children, and we hung out, and we did. So, but time, or even, you know, as time changes, you know, watching television, you know, on a Sunday from whatever time to whatever time, maybe that's not the best use of time, you know, or spending time on Facebook every day, maybe that's not the best. Maybe, because there are other things I could be.
Right.
I could be
and
walking.
And what's not getting done?
I could be walking, I could be at the gym, I could be visiting with friends, you know, other things that could possibly come out of that. So I think, but that would only come with, I think personally, with conscious thought.
Right, so setting the goals,
right.
getting clear about the goals, establishing a balance.
Right.
Because it's not like we're saying, do this and don't do that.
Right.
It's about, okay, are you balanced in how you are executing, or you are, you know, living your life?
Right. Mm. Right. No, it's true. Because no one else is going to come. Others might come, yes, and say, you know what? You know, John, you're really spending too much time doing this. Because if you weren't doing that, we could be doing this together. And remember when you used to enjoy doing this, you know, reading a book, joining a book club, playing chess, whatever it might be.
And is that activity that you're doing, is it an escape from not doing something else that you need to do, from getting organized
and
or being
more
focused?
Maybe that's subconscious as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the subconscious comes in, and it seems as if it's something you're doing in an organized fashion.
Right.
But really and truly,
it
is really
maybe
a subconscious, deliberate,
right.
Subconscious but still deliberate way of dealing with whatever you're trying to get away from.
Right.
You know, for me, the priority thing that comes up with work that says, why shouldn't, you know, one could make the argument that why shouldn't it be? It's very important. It is what, you know, provides for the family. It is what, you know, it should be one of your priorities. It's important.
Right.
But it's such a delicate balance as well.
But and again, you know, going back to that idea of balance and realizing that there's limited time. And you can't get everything done. So with limited time and limited resources and limited energy,
right.
You know, I mean, how do you organize it for the best outcome?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that, you know, in thinking about priorities, I think it's really important for us to, again, focus on that idea of what brings us joy. You know, because if you go to work for 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day and this does not bring you joy,
mm-hmm.
that has to be balanced with something else. Because, like you said before, you have to work in order to sustain your life and sustain your family. But if that doesn't bring you joy, then how are you balancing the rest of it so that you're bringing joy into your life to offset the discomfort that you might experience at work?
Well, work is supposed to bring you joy.
Some people are fortunate enough to have that.
I hear you.
Some people are fortunate enough to have that.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It is. You know, some people are fortunate enough to have that. And, again, too, I think it's also about rewarding yourself. About, you know, kind of like self-care, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, making sure that you're doing something nice for you, you know?
That's it.
But, you know, I kind of want to layer this all, though, on this idea of mindfulness, of the fact that whatever it is that you are participating in or doing in the moment should be the thing that is your priority. And so having established and set priorities, is good, and I guess it helps us to organize, but being able to be present in whatever it is that you're doing, so to really experience the Redskin game,
yeah.
To really be mindful while you're in it, while you're watching it, but not to watch the Redskin, then the Jets, then the whatever else that comes after that.
Well, there was a time when I did, yeah.
You know,
but I am more aware, because it was easy, you know. It was, at the time, it wasn't compromising. All right, fine. One could make the argument, listen, if you're watching 3 games in a row, then you could be exercising. You could be doing something to benefit your heart. And
you could be volunteering to benefit somebody else.
Yeah, you could be volunteering. You could be cleaning your house, whatever it might be. But I think it's an evolution. And as you get, I don't want to say older, as you get more matured, and as you
age,
all right, you know, things take on a different meaning.
Well, I think that's a great point.
You know, you think
priorities change. They fluctuate.
Things take on a different meaning.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you saying that, what are you saying about the rest?
I'm still young.
No, but I think that's a good point, Raymond, that priorities are not fixed. And so, you know, I mean, when you think about, you know, just the journey of life, And when your children are young, say, for those of us who have children, you know, it's all about the soccer game or the whatever game or the activity or the play date or whatever it is.
Mm.
And then as they get older and, you know, then it's more about SATs or whatever it is, you know, or, you know, going off to college or what's the next step for them in their lives, you know, however they are. So, you know, it's like priorities do change.
Mm.
And I think that's why having the end goal in mind and being conscious and aware of the end goal becomes really critical.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps you organized so that you are always reevaluating.
Right.
Which
yeah.
I think is an important part.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I guess with no, and I guess that's what it is, right? If you don't have a target or goal, then you won't know when you reach. Or you don't know what, you know, what you're looking for.
Oh, you don't know if you're on, you know,
if you're on track.
Yeah, if you're on track.
Yeah.
Because,
I don't think it needs to be, I don't want to, and I'm sure you're saying the same, you don't want it to be so task-oriented where you're so busy trying to make this a job, a task of making, you know, I think it's just being open and honest with yourself and evaluating and then moving your life forward and shifting as you go along as needed because you're not alone, you don't live alone.
Some people do.
No, no, when I say you don't live alone, you don't exist in this world alone.
By alone. Mm-hmm.
You know, other things affect you. It could be the mailman, the garbage, whatever it might be, the interactions that you have in your life. Even if you're alone in your house, you could choose to stay there or you could choose to go out and meet others. You could choose to go out and walk. As you said, you could choose to go out and volunteer. You know, I think that will make a difference. That will shift your priorities, but it has to be moved from something that's passive and subconscious, so an active thought and action.
Right. I think that understanding or, like, just examining what the priorities are in your life is, you know, is an exercise that we all probably should do on some kind of consistent and regular basis. Just kind of look at it. How am I spending my time? You know, and am I, you know, really putting the focus where I want my priority to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
where I say my priority
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think just having that thought, just thinking about it, having that discussion, an honest discussion, like you said, with self to say, you know, do my actions reflect what I say
right.
or what I feel
right.
or what I believe?
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, that's the takeaway is to really, make, you know, try to identify the goals, try to keep balance, to reward yourself, and to, you know, be organized in how you spend your time and your life energy, because this isn't a dress rehearsal.
No do-overs, huh?
Yeah, no do-overs. So, you know... Well, thank you for this conversation.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
So I think, you know, maybe next we'll revisit the idea of stress, which is kind of related because, you know.
Yeah, right.
In terms of how we spend our time.
That's true.
Right.
Because sometimes we get consumed with it. It is our priority being stressed because
right.
we spend so much time.
So until next time.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.